And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. The Lake Township Board of Trustees approved a moratorium on the development of data centers during Monday's meeting. The moratorium is for 6 months to give the board time to do research on the impact a data center can have on the environment, public safety, and water supply. The vote to do a moratorium was unanimous, and it immediately started stopping all permits and licenses for data center development. Concerns over data centers continue to grow as more information is learned about massive centers being proposed throughout the United States. The moratorium period extends into 2027. During that time, the board can do research, develop new ordinances, or make changes to its zoning ordinances. Fighting for their development is an uphill battle because the state took away local control and gave control of green energy development to the Public Service Commission. But local municipalities can enact some limitations, like setbacks. Michigan lawmakers are pressing Canada for answers as wildfire smoke continues to affect air quality across the Great Lakes region. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jay DeBoyer of Clay Township has invited Canadian Ambassador Mark Wiseman to testify before the committee about Canada's wildfire prevention and forest management efforts. DeBoyer says reoccurring wildfire smoke has disrupted daily life, impacted public health, hurt tourism, and affected local economies across the state of Michigan. The request follows another week of heavy smoke drifting south from hundreds of active wildfires in Canada. Smoke from fires in Ontario reduced air quality across the Upper Peninsula and northern Lower Michigan, with some residents reporting ash falling from the sky. The issue is also drawing attention in Washington. Four members of Michigan's congressional delegation recently sent a letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney calling for stronger action to address the conditions contributing to reoccurring wildfires. President Donald Trump also criticized Canada's handling of the fires, saying the smoke has affected air quality across the United States. The administration has also announced new 50% tariffs on certain Canadian imports, including automobiles, alcohol, and cheese. And federal health officials say they've identified a likely source of multi-state cyclospora outbreak that has affected thousands of people, including many in Michigan. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration traced the outbreak to shredded iceberg lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms de Mexico and served at certain Taco Bell restaurants. The company has voluntarily recalled iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico that was distributed between June 29th and July 16th to the restaurants, food service providers, and retailers in 27 states, including Michigan. Michigan health officials report more than 5,000 illnesses were linked to the outbreak, with 102 different hospitalizations. According to the FDA, about 90% of interviewed Michigan patients who ate at Taco Bell reporting eating iceberg lettuce. Taco Bell has stopped using the implicated lettuce at affected locations while the investigation continues. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
The King of Cars.
Hey folks, it's Denny King, the King of Cars, and I've got big news to share.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Moore Motors, Ford, and the American Red Cross are teaming up for a life-saving event. The Blood Drive happening Friday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1725 West Cairo Road in Cairo.
Moore Motors in Cairo.
Every pint of blood donated helps save up to 3 lives, and that's something worth rolling up your sleeves for. When you come to give blood, you'll be able to enjoy food and refreshments from Sunrise Susie's Coffee Company and Fat Matt's Real Pit Pit Barbecue.
More motors in Carroll.
It's easy to be part of. Just scan the QR code on our door or visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. Join us at More Motors of Carroll on July 31st to help make a difference and to keep our community strong. That's Friday, July 31st, 10 to 4 at More Motors in Carroll. At More Motors, together with Ford and the American Red Cross, we're building hope one donation at a time.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.